I can't believe it's been 10 years since the Xbox 360. Actually, I can a little bit because we went with Tech TV, didn't we? I think we did the Xbox. Oh, no, that was the original Xbox launch. The
original Xbox, yeah.
To Seattle.
2001. So
yeah.
2005, right, was the launch of the original Xbox. I'm sorry, of the 360.
360.
That was a big one for me because they were talking about more than video games by the 360 and integration with Windows. And I thought at the time, this is maybe something I should look into. And also to transition from PC-based gaming to console-based gaming, which is a hard transition if you're really used to keyboard and mouse.
Now we're seeing Mary Jo is sad Ben Affleck. She's just kind of,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, actually, I have a connection to the story about the Xbox 360. I don't know if Paul remembers this. About 2 weeks ago, I said to him, my nephew, who's 11, who's an Xbox 360 user, is very worried about Microsoft dropping support for the 360.
Yeah.
And so I had told him about Paul. I'm like, yeah, I work with this guy. He's like close to my age, but he still plays video games and stuff. He's
in many ways still a child.
So he said, ask your friend Paul, does he think that Microsoft's going to drop support for the 360?
Good question.
Yeah. And by the way, the answer is still no. I mean,
I know. They said it definitively. No.
Yeah.
There were rumors that they might.
Do you trust
I think they wanted to do this sooner, but the Xbox One didn't take off to the tune that the PS4 did. And I think that forced them to maybe to keep it in market a little longer. But the support thing is interesting because they haven't set an end date on this, right? You know, they, in other words, as of today, they still support Xbox Live. Your games will still work. You can still buy them as long as they're still around. They'll work in backwards compatibility mode on the Xbox One going forward. You know, well, yeah, okay, but I mean, it's, you know, we'll support, you know, if you bought one, the warranty is still valid, of course. I mean, that's the law. But, I mean, it's not going to be forever, right? I mean,
He was worried about Xbox Live being updated to support the 360 because he said there was a rumor in his school that that Microsoft this Christmas season was going to drop that.
I mean, here's the issue is this holiday season, you're not going to see very many games come out for the Xbox 360, right? Despite the installed base.
Yeah, developers might abandon it even if Microsoft doesn't.
True.
And these things kind of go hand in hand. I don't play a wide range of video games. Most of the games I play with start with the words Call of. But, for most of that run, Call of Duty 2, which launched alongside the original Xbox 360, by the way, back in 2005, all the way through last year's release was Advanced Warfare, the year before other Advanced Warfare, let's say Call of Duty Ghosts, I played pretty much exclusively on the Xbox 360. And one thing that just happened this past holiday season was when Black Ops 3, sorry. The Xbox 360 version of that game is terrible. It doesn't just look terrible. They're never going to put up map packs. It's just, you know, it's clearly the end. You know, they've sent this signal that regardless of whatever Microsoft is doing supporting the console, Activision or the developer who makes this particular game is not putting the resources into the 360 like they used to. So, you know, it's kind of happening anyway.
But the games you have now will continue to work. And more importantly, Microsoft will patch it if there's patches needed, that kind of thing. Right? I mean,
Windows 7 is supported, right?
What does it mean to support an old game console? I mean, nobody's going to develop new games for it, so.
Yeah.
And I think the reason the rumor is spreading through his school, his sixth grade class, is because Microsoft put Xbox 360 compatibility in the Xbox One.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of saying, hey, you could still play those games, but you're going to, you know, there's new hardware.
You know, and I bet we don't have this in the notes. Let me just make sure. Yeah, we don't. But I think the other interesting thing to point out here is that there have been a bunch of rumors recently about parts related to a new Xbox One and E3's coming up, and we heard new hardware, and this is all kind of coalescing, and maybe this is the right time, because the thing is, once you get rid of the Xbox 360, what you're missing is anything that costs less than $350. If you look at the pricing on the 360 today, it's about $150 to $200 for an Xbox 360. That is going to be a big hole, and that hole cannot be filled this holiday season by remaining stock of 360, right? One would maybe presume that stuff would be gone by then. So I think this lends some credence to the notion that Microsoft will at E3 or otherwise before the holiday season this year announce a cost-reduced Xbox One, perhaps a digital media-oriented Xbox One, you know, the Xbox One that doesn't play games kind of thing. Obviously, there's talk of a high-end Xbox One, which would be like a 4K-capable console, similar to what Sony is expected to be doing. And maybe that the shipment of that device would push down the existing device further from a price perspective. But I think some version of one of those things is what's going to be happening.
I was surprised to see they're still making Xbox 360s. I mean, were they actually still making them?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I mean, that was interesting. Wow.
Yeah. Before Microsoft stopped talking about, you know, console sales numbers and everything, I don't remember when this was exactly, but a year ago-ish, a year and a half ago, something, there was some kind of, you know, there were quarters where the 360 had pretty much clearly outsold the Xbox One, and you know, maybe like one of the holiday quarters or something, and it was like, okay, so that's interesting. And then they stopped talking about it, you know, and I think for a little while there, the Xbox 360 was going just fine, you know. It was certainly, whatever the percentage was, it was a big chunk of the sales. And I don't know, maybe that's finally dropped off of the face of the earth, or maybe they now have reached a point where they see it as a negative because it's really taking away from the Xbox One. But again, you can't leave the Xbox One hanging out there at $350 and not have something less expensive.
I like your theory that it kind of maybe tips the hand of, that there's something else coming in the lineup for Xboxes.
Just because, a theory, but it seems like it.
Yeah, you know, this happened with Surface. I don't know if you remember, but when Microsoft introduced, I think it was a Surface Pro 2, they basically stopped making the Surface Pro. And that became the next thing, like the flagship. Yeah. So this is, you know, we're not going to make any more 360s because there's going to be something new in the family to complement Xbox One. So we'll have
has to be something there.
Right.
In the Xbox, I'm sorry, in the Surface market, you know, it's interesting to me that Microsoft still sells Surface Pro 3 today, right? So even though this is Surface Pro 4, that the other thing is still around, and it's sort of
I bet they're not making
strategy.
I bet they're not making new ones.
Okay. I don't know. You think so?
Yeah, because I think now if you look at whenever they talk about Surface Pro, it's 4. It's almost always 4 they're talking about.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, so, I mean, a lot of people, I think, go in and look at it.
Yeah. I think, you know, they're selling out the channel now on Surface Pro 3.
Yeah. I mean, they're not the type of group that would publicize how they were doing things. But
they may not even know.
Yeah.
Oh, they know.
Why did we make so many of these? Didn't we get over that a few years ago?
All right. Well,
just to guess.
Happy birthday, Xbox 360. I guess that's
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna have to dig up all my old Xbox 360 stuff. Yeah. Maybe I'll do a little retrospective post tomorrow.
Yeah,
set to the song the way we were.
Although I still think fondly. I guess, you know, hell, I think fondly of my Dreamcast. I still think fondly of my Xbox, the original, because that I had modded. I put a hard drive, big hard drive, in there. I had every game on the hard drive. I eventually gave it to my mom so my nephews could play it, but they've kind of outgrown it. They have a PlayStation now.
Sure.
So I wonder if I can get it back from my mom, because there were some great games on there.
The Xbox 360 is fantastic.
But it's not like the video quality is massively better now, is it? Maybe it is.
You know what? Side by side with games, you did notice it.
You could see side by side, but
when you play a game, especially one that's made in the past 5 years or whatever, they look fine. I mean, they look nice. I mean, it's not like they're terrible, but there is definitely, it's not going from 1080p to 4K or anything like that, obviously, but there is a difference. You know, it's interesting because people look back fondly on XP in the same way, but both XP and the Xbox 360 were, in their own ways, deeply flawed products, right? Both of which required massive fixes. And just by virtue of being in the market for so long, they kind of overcame that kind of thing. And actually, the whole red ring of death issue that they had with the Xbox 360 was behind my theory that Microsoft could do whatever they want with the next Xbox, because their fans have already proven themselves to be so faithful, they'll put up with anything. And then the Xbox One happened, and like everything else I pontificate about, it was proven completely wrong immediately, because the world just doesn't work that way. It's not logical, you know. Very interesting.